We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, January 7, 2026, at 8:30 on the clock. Attendance by observation. Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Tiemann, Dorn, and Jurgens. Up first, any old business? If not, I'll declare the 25 session formally closed, sign and die, and I'll hand this over to the clerk's office.
Okay. For reorganization for the Board of Equalization, reorganization for the Board of Equalization for 2026, we can elect a chair, vice chair for this board, or you can make a motion to elect for both boards during your Board of Supervisors election.
I would make a motion to elect both in the Board of Supervisors meeting.
Second.
Okay, motion by Jurgens, second by Dorn. Please vote. 7-0. So I will turn back over to Mr. Tiemann.
All right. Up next, then, approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
Motion to approve. Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Jurgens. Any discussion on equalization agenda? If not, please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries.
I think it'll be 7, he's not here.
6.
Oh, yeah.
Don right. Tricked me.
Tricked myself.
Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting?
Motion to approve. Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Adams. Any discussion on previous meeting minutes? If not, please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries.
Mm-hmm. Dorn and
comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Seeing none, I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 23 through 29. These are personal property tax returns, equipment sold on auction, equipment that was disposed of. And one amended because of it was sold, a business was sold. And I have these slips if anyone would like to take a look at them. If not, I'd ask for a motion to approve tax correction slips number 23 through 29.
Motion to approve. Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Adams. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. I would now like to ask for a motion to open public hearing at 8:33 a.m. to hear support or opposition to exemption on vehicles owned by the following qualifying nonprofits: Beatrice Cemetery Association, Beatrice Community Hospital and Healthcare, Beatrice Humane Society, Blue Valley Behavioral Health Center, Boy Scout Troop 221, Christ Community Church, Evangelical Lutheran Good Samaritan Society, Gold Crest Retirement Center, Mosaic PEO Home, St. John's Lutheran Church, St. Joseph Catholic Church, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Teen Challenge of the Midlands, Wymore Church of Christ, and that is it. I'd ask for a motion to go into public hearing at 8:33. Moved by Adams, second by Claybaugh. Please vote. 6 in favor. First of all, is there anyone from the public that would like to give support or opposition to any of these tax exemptions? This is just this time of year we have to go through this. Anyone from the board that would like to give opposition or support to any of these organizations?
Make a motion to close public hearing.
Have a motion by Adams at 8:35 to close public hearing, second by Haxby. Please vote. 6 in favor, we're out of public hearing. I would ask for a motion to approve the aforementioned entities' tax exemptions. Motion by Claybaugh. Second by Adams to approve tax exemption on vehicles owned by the aforesaid entities and nonprofit organizations. Any discussion on these? If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Ms. Milligan, do you have anything for us? Do you have a guest coming in the next meeting? No updates on... All right. Any questions or bantering from Ms. Milligan from the board? Juergens? All right. With that, we will adjourn equalization at 8:36 on the clock.